Welcome to Emergency Contact. My name is Brian. I am not a doctor.
My name's Andy. I'm not a doctor either. And this podcast is people telling good stories about bad injuries.
There you go. That's the catchphrase right there.
That's it.
For a first time, I think we don't really have any stories to talk about of where we've gotten an injury during the week. Is that correct, Andy?
I think so. I mean, nothing worth noting. Not that some of the other injuries were worth talking about, but...
Do you want an injury? Because I can give you one.
All right, let's do it.
You want to fight?
Have you ever been
in a fight?
An actual fight?
Yeah.
No. I've had those like middle school fights where like
you push someone.
Like you and the other person don't want to get hurt, but you want to like
throw a worm at them.
It's like this weird fake punch wrestle thing where you're just trying to push the other person to the ground.
You're grappling.
Right. Yeah, but like the way a middle schooler grapples. It's like awkward and like uncomfortable, and in reality you don't want to assert your dominance, you just don't want to be picked on.
Okay.
You know what I mean by that?
I guess.
Just me? Anybody out there?
When you said, like, you know, how a middle schooler grapples, it's awkward. As opposed to...
You don't watch
like
middle schoolers
the
fight?
The sophisticated grappling of adults?
It's not like, as a middle schooler, I did, like, Greco-Roman wrestling, like...
We did do that in gym class.
You did that?
Yeah.
Oh, Greco-Roman?
Was I the only one that was invited to do that?
I was out on the playground grappling while you were in the gym... Greco-Roman wrestling. You were like oiled up in like a leotard?
No, like we had to have the position and the mats.
Oh, when you're on all fours. Is that, what is that kind of wrestling? What kind of wrestling is that?
Wrestling?
What is it like?
Olympic wrestling. This is all getting cut out.
American wrestling.
We didn't introduce you yet.
That's gotta stay in.
Okay.
Help,
well,
I'm injured.
Well, now we have to introduce.
Yeah, since somebody could not keep their mouth shut. Andy, let's introduce our guest.
I guess we have to.
Okay. Coming all the way from Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
We have Anna Roisman. Now you can talk.
Can I speak now? Hi.
You may.
You said it was getting edited, so I thought I could just say American. It was just a funny joke.
Yeah, but now it's so good that we have to leave it in.
Great.
You've changed the paradigm of our podcast.
You said you were playing around with intros anyway.
Oh, no, you're showing how the sausage is made. No one wants to hear our process. Anyway, you might know Anna from her sketch group, Sorta Kosher.
Or
Beauty Shots.
Or both.
I mean, she's a brilliant comedian. I just wanted to put that out there from the bottom of my heart, which is right here.
Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome.
Have you ever wrestled someone?
Have you ever gotten in a fight or Olympic wrestled someone?
Do you know what I meant when I said like middle school, like kid fighting, where you're not like punching and like hurting each other, but you're just frustratingly like...
I was about to kill when I was...
But you weren't on the wrestling team.
No.
This was just recreational strangling.
No, this was like, I think I said this on another episode, but I was 90 pounds for like 10 years, 12 years or something. I was just, like...
Humble brag.
It wasn't a good thing.
Yeah.
Like the wind blew and I...
As a tall guy, it's...
I mean, I'm barely like 130 pounds.
I mean Andy right now is like I'd say a solid 190.
Yeah, you're right. I was wrong when I said I'm 30.
The last time you brought this up, you just called you a big fat star.
Yeah, I was 90 pounds for a really long time, but now I'm a healthy 220 and I have a...
This is stupid.
This is honest. Good luck editing this.
So Anna, you have a great story that you've never told on any other podcast, correct?
Correct.
But you've been hyping this up for like weeks.
Yeah.
Right?
We were like, I don't know if we're going to have Anna on the podcast. And she's like, let me on. Just get me on that mic. I got a great story. Everyone's going to go ape shit over it.
Yep.
Yeah. So
that's exactly.
So listeners, brace yourselves.
Yeah. Because she's going to tell this awesome story right now.
Okay. So.
Right now.
Can I go?
Right. Now.
Are we good?
Right now.
Okay. So for me, my Super Bowl is the Oscars. Mm-hmm. I love the Oscars.
So much football at the Oscars.
Oh my God, so much football at the Oscars. I love the Oscars. And every year I would do an Oscars pool. And my ex-boyfriend and I were very competitive in the Oscars pool. We would, sometimes it was just us and like my parents and like maybe a couple friends. And I'd see every movie. I was lucky enough a couple of years ago to be like on the nominating committee for SAG. So
really,
yeah, you get like picked out of like the computer, so I could see every movie for free, which was awesome.
You get the screeners and everything.
Screeners, yeah, or you get to go to the screenings. Yeah, I take the Oscars very seriously, And the past...
Well, I mean, if you took them seriously, you'd call them the Academy Awards.
Well...
Gotcha.
I don't know about that.
That's their real name.
No, they're not.
What do you mean?
Google.
Oh, shit. Are you like... Are you ruining me now?
I'm ruining you because you're ruining me.
Did you just ruin my life?
I'm just telling you, as an ex-nominating committee member, okay, you can call it the Oscars.
You do have the credentials.
Thank you.
Do you have the credentials on you? Can I see those credentials?
You want to see my SAG card?
I don't think I've ever seen a SAG card.
Do you have it on you?
I do, of course I do.
At all times?
Right, let's see it.
Right now?
Do you ever like bring it out?
There you go.
There it is.
There you go. They're testing me. Dude, I'm a real actor.
Since 2009. Good for you.
Thank you.
When you're doing this Oscar pool, are you putting money on the line or is this purely...
Money.
Money?
Like, yeah. Like $10. This year I was having... So every year I have an Oscars... I have a screening party. I do screening parties for all the award shows. For the Grammys, for the Tonys, for the Oscars. I live in a very small studio. I live in less than 400 square feet in Manhattan. So the max amount of people I can really have over is like 10. So... I've taken my viewing parties very seriously since my ex-boyfriend and I don't live together anymore. So it's been a couple of years. And we lived in like a couple apartments together before we broke up. And we're still very good friends. We have a dog together. We talk all the time. He lives in Baltimore. Like our lives are very different now, but we're still, you know, he was like my family forever.
Sure.
So before this year's Oscars, I was having my viewing party and people are invited to dress up and, you know, I'm going to make stuff and people bring alcohol and it's $10 for the pool and like you enter ahead of time and, you know, it was getting exciting. So this year, Matt, my ex-boyfriend, was like, what's on your menu for your Oscars party? And I was like, my menu? And this was like a week ahead of time. And I was like, I don't know yet. I didn't like think about it yet. I don't cook. I live in a studio. My bed is right next to my kitchen. I mean, I have chips. And my fridge is full of soda and water.
Chips are on the menu, guys.
Yeah. No, but I like to make snacks and stuff. So he sends me his menu for his Oscars party in Baltimore.
Oh, shit.
And his menu is like fucking like seared duck over parsnip puree and like a course of like red snapper with like a side of red chili. I was like, what the fuck? Like
just
it literally
real, like redneck.
Like a 12.
It's a real trash party.
Like a 12 course tasting menu.
Like very small.
Like, you know, there's a show on TV like with awards. Like that's the point. And he's like, it doesn't matter. This is like a show off. He just wanted to brag about his menu. And in my head, I was like, wow, that's cool. And I probably said the same thing, like, you fucking trashy person. But,
really?
Yeah, of course.
He's like, yeah, I'm serving, like...
He's like, I'm working really hard on these dishes. And you're like, you scumbag.
Yeah, but mostly because I'm jealous that my menu is non-existent.
Chips. Yeah, but do you have chips?
So I decide I'm gonna step up my game this time because I want to, like, show off. So I bought a knife.
Actually, I love where this is going.
I bought three knives. It was a set. The best was I went, this was a couple weeks before the Oscars, and I didn't even go to like a place where you buy knives or like kitchen supplies. I went to the local like hardware store around the corner from me. So I go in and I tell the guy, I'm like, I'm here to buy a knife, you know, I might cook. And they're like looking at me like, oh, this poor girl. Like,
she's a psychopath.
She's crazy. What's wrong with her? Oh, and I was getting a pan. So it wasn't like I was going to murder someone. But
it's like you needed that buffer thing. I'm not just buying a knife, guys. I have a pan too.
Yeah. I need a pan too. And they're like showing me stuff. They want me to buy like the most expensive one. And of course I'm like, oh no, guys, the Oscars happen once a year. Okay. Like let's slow down. I need something cheap.
I'm only going to use this knife once a year.
Yeah. Like let's be real here. So he showed me something. It was like a big chef's knife and two other knives, like a paring knife and whatever the third one was. I don't know. A medium sized one. Is that what you call it?
Just a knife.
And they were colors. They were like a red one, a yellow one, and like a orange one. That's what they were. And I was like, oh, cool. They're colors. Like that's what I cared about.
Hey.
They looked really sharp. Great. So I bought my knives. I went crazy on the day of the Oscars. I didn't just get chips. Okay, I went to Chelsea Market and I got
chips
stuff at the bakery there, and I got a really great bread, and I got like I went to Whole Foods, I went to Trader Joe's, like every single store there is, just buy very specific items. Like I really wanted to make this my party, and not like it wasn't cheap at all. Whatever. I decided I was going, after I brought all the food home, I was like, what would make this party better? I'm going to go to Best Buy and buy a 50-inch TV.
Whoa.
I like how you didn't want to spend a little extra on a pan, but you're like, I'll spend extra money on TV.
I've got chips. Might as well spend all this money on a 50-inch flat screen.
I literally walked into Best Buy in Union Square. I was like, I'd like a TV for today for the Oscars.
Give me your finest television. Yeah,
exactly. I was like, I haven't paid my credit card bill and I probably won't for a while. So what's another TV on there, huh?
And they were like, yeah, that's our clientele.
Exactly. So you can see the stakes were high for this party, okay? Yeah.
Oh, you had steaks?
No, I didn't have steak.
You can't see it, but I'm shaking my head at Brian. I was going to say, this will probably get cut out, but I love the idea of you editing this to make you sound like a murderer because there are so...
I got a knife.
I'll tell you
I got a knife. Crazy. I went crazy, yeah.
I'll tell you a little tidbit that you'll love.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll tell you it at the end.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Continue.
Set up the TV. I wear a Marc Jacobs dress for you guys are very into fashion. That's a nice dress. I wear the nicest dress I own, a gown, right? And I decide to make my own. I made pigs in a blanket, but I didn't just like, not the frozen ones, like wrapped them myself. We also, I roasted a bunch of vegetables like butternut squash and cauliflower and Brussels sprouts because I wanted this to be like
go on
friendly,
what other roasted veggies
and then I made turkey meatball sliders, which I thought was a crowd pleaser, right? I had some vegan friends coming and I was like, oh, what can I make that's not just like veggies, even though I like roasted veggies. I was like, I'm gonna make avocado toast. Like a fancy avocado toast. Not just any avocado toast. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Café Jeton or whatever in Soho.
Of course. We're really cool.
Don't give me that Bed-Stuy. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Look.
Where I live in Bed-Stuy, there is nothing. It is nothing but residences and like three bodegas.
So you're making avocado toast.
But fancy avocado toast.
I bought the bread. Yeah, I bought the bread at a bakery, like thick, grainy bread.
First step, done.
First step. Second step, avocados. This thick bread, avocado, I spread it out, lemon juice, olive oil, sea salt, and hot pepper flakes. It's the best there is. They do it at this restaurant that my ex-boyfriend and I lived next to when we first moved to New York. So in my head was like, he's going to be so fucking jealous of the avocado toast from Café Jeton. And he's like, oh, you made that? Like, wow, smart move.
He's like, I really fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm assuming he fucked up.
I shouldn't have killed a duck. Yeah, exactly. So I don't know why. I just was like, this is good competition. That's like where our relationship's at. So my friends show up for the party. And I put all the food out and they came like right at the beginning. And the first thing to go was the avocado toast, first plate. And I was just like, even the meat eaters like were like, wow, this is so good.
I usually only eat meat.
I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. So we're 30 minutes into the Oscars. At this point, I had a drink and a half. So I wasn't drunk, but I wasn't completely sober. You know what I mean?
Can I ask, was it a Lime-a-Rita?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it was vodka with one of those flavored Pellegrinos, like the orange Pellegrino.
Oh, it was close.
The only Pellegrino to drink, really.
Oh, it's delicious. So we're watching, and I still had more like stuff. I could make more avocado toast and everything. So I'm like, God, you guys are still hungry? Great. I'm like I become my mother. I become like the Jewish mother I never, ever would be. And I get up to go and make another round of avocado toast. Oh, and it's like mini. I like did like cute, like mini size. You know what I mean? Like party finger food. So I get up to go make more. Now, I watch a lot of Food Network. I don't anymore, but I used to forever. My dog's name is Bobby Flay. It's not a joke. That's just his name. He's 6 years old. I used to work in restaurants in fine dining. So I know how to make everything. I just don't because of the space I live in.
Yeah.
People are always like, Bobby Flay, does he like to cook? I'm like, yeah. Like, I've never heard that before.
Dog.
I'm like, no, he eats.
Idiot.
It's just his name. No relation.
He looks like Bobby Flay. That's why I named him.
Exactly. That's exactly what I say.
Like bright orange hair.
Yeah. He was more orange when I first got him, but now he's faded a little. So I go to cut the avocado with my giant chef's knife, day one of using the knife. And I cut it in half. And then you know how you can hack the pit out?
Yes.
I probably scooped the first round. And then this round, I was holding the avocado in my left hand, and I'm just like, how successful is this party? And I take the knife and I go to hack the pit, so it like goes into the pit to like pull it out, and it just hits the pit and goes right into my thumb. And oh. I hack my thumb.
Did you say like, hey guys, check this out, and then do
you know what?
So everyone saw it.
It's so deep. You know what? Like I hack my thumb. I don't even slice it. This isn't a slice at all. It's a literal like
a chop.
Yeah, a chop to the thumb. And it's so deep. I don't know what I do with the knife. It's just so like, I don't remember the exact moment, but I just know that I saw like I was silent. And then when the blood just like
started, yeah,
comes out all over the fucking place, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You panic. Like you don't know how bad it is until you see it.
Well, you're not used to seeing that. It's like, and there's
and hands a, bleed a lot.
Yeah. It's just a split second where it doesn't bleed and you just see like a like
gash.
Gap,
yep.
And then it just starts coming.
Yeah. There I am in my gown and I'm bleeding all over the fucking place. And I'm like, guys, I cut myself. I think
my Mark
it's bad.
Jacobs gown.
I don't get it on my dress. Who am I? I am so cut and I don't even get it on my dress.
That's just impressive.
So it's drip. It's like all over the floor. And I don't want to like cry and freak out in front of everyone. I mean, yeah. They're all my good friends, but I'm like, stay cool. So I like just run into the bathroom. I like leave like a trail of blood. They're all like, what, was it bad? Like how bad is it?
It was just hot sauce. Nothing wrong.
Yeah. My friend like looks at the counter and she's like, holy shit. And like all over the avocado and the knife. And I'm in the bed. I grabbed paper towels. Like I had that much, like I grabbed paper towels and I just put it on. I didn't want to see it. So I just like, I'm holding my hand in the bathroom and I just start to like panic and cry. My friend Crystal comes in and she's just like, like, let me see it. We have to see it. You're probably going to have to go to the ER. I'm like, the ER? Like, I'm not going to the fucking ER.
George Clooney, fuck him, man.
I got a fucking, I just bought a fucking 50-inch TV. I'm going to watch the Oscars.
Oh, America.
Maybe I'll go later.
Maybe. If they're lucky.
My thumb is like gushing blood through this paper towel and I still refuse to go, but I'm getting really hot. I'm like heated. You know what I mean? When you're just like, something's not right and I'm like sweating. And so I turn my air conditioner on and I like go and stand by my air conditioner and everyone's like, put your hand above your head. Why do you have to do that? You have to put,
well, it's the,
for the know, like,
it's gravity. It's going to help you out.
So I'm like this. For all you people at home, I'm holding my hands up.
Gravity, the Academy Award-winning movie.
We're only like two awards into the Oscars. So I'm holding my hand above my head by the thing. And my friend is like, my friends are trying to like make me smile. They're like, it's really bad. Like, you need stitches bad. And I've never had stitches in my life. I never had stitches. And I'm standing there. I'm like, no, I'm refusing. And then it's like throbbing. My whole hand's throbbing. And I call my parents because I'm still a child. And I go in the hallway and I'm like dripping cry. Like my makeup is just down my face. And I call my mom. I'm like holding this paper towel. I'm like, I cut myself with a knife. You know, it won't stop bleeding. They're like, go to the ER. You have to go to the ER.
What? I just got a 50-inch TV. Yeah. The Oscars are on.
I even Instagrammed the TV in a box, and I was like, my night is better than your night. Like, I was like... So, for whatever it is, when your parents say go to the ER, I feel like that made me... Like,
that's when you actually take the advice.
Yeah, I guess so. I remember then my friend Crystal was like, we'll look at it one more time in 10 minutes. And if you're still bleeding, I go in the bathroom and we come out. And I just remember my friend Jeremy was like, how bad is it? And Crystal doesn't want me to see. But, you know, when you catch someone's face and she's like, oh, it's gross. And I was just like, is it that bad? So I say I'll go. I change out of the dress. I get changed because I'm like, I can't go to the ER in a gown.
So did you have to do like a dance to not get any blood on it?
I don't know what I did, but I did not get any blood on that dress.
That's awesome.
Because I care more about fashion than losing a hand.
What color was the dress?
It was like flowered and like black and white and flowers and... I don't know.
I was just wondering if it was like a red dress. And you're like, I didn't get any blood on it. And this is one of those things where your guests were just like, it's all over her and she didn't see it.
It's a red dress with darker red spots all over it.
Yeah. So three of my friends decide to take me to the ER. Three, I was like, guys, I don't need you all to come. Just one of you. It's fine.
Yeah, you're like, just stay there. Look after the pool. Make sure I win.
Yeah, exactly. The rest of my friends, there were like five other people, did exactly that. They were like, we'll stay. We'll drink all the alcohol and eat all the food and walk your dog. I was like, please walk the dog. You never know how long.
Go through all your stuff.
Exactly. So I go to the ER. We take a cab, or I get an Uber to go to the Beth Israel ER on like 16th Street. You know that place or whatever? Whatever.
Nah.
It's Sunday night. We get seen pretty fast.
Really?
But then we were waiting. So we go back there. They look at it. They're like, you need stitches. And I was like,
you're like, duh.
But I never had stitches in my life before. So I was just like panicked about that. It's almost easier for me to see like a big gaping cut than to like be sewn up. I don't know why that grossed me out more.
Well, I think because when you have to be sewn up, it's like, oh, something's actually wrong. Yeah. Like if you just have a cut, you're like, it'll heal. I'll put a bandage on it.
And like my friends were saying, you might be able to get the like, they have like a liquid, now. Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, all for the liquid. I was like, really? We don't need to do like a needle thing. Like, please, please, please. They're like, your hand is really messed up. So I needed, first he said 4 stitches. And he's like, but I'll be back. We waited like 2 hours.
I'm going to crunch the numbers on that.
And I'm so scared of needles. I hate needles.
Me too.
Oh my God.
All
I hate
about
needles.
Them. Oh God. You love them so much.
I'm just like an extra baby when it comes to needles. He was like, we're going to have to numb your thumb in 4 places down by the bone. And I was
with
like,
the biggest needle I can find. I'll be back in an hour.
Was this cut like down to the bone?
Well,
or was it?
I didn't hit the bone. No, it's up here.
Just like, missed it.
And I asked for like topical stuff because they can do that now before you like get the needle.
Yeah.
It's like numbing before they numb
it. Yeah. And he was like, no, we can give you ice. So I sit there with ice.
He's like, chew on this.
On my hand. My three friends.
Dentine ice.
One of my, yeah.
That's probably not the catchphrase. But.
I know, but that was what I was going for.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
We're really just derailing this.
It's okay.
So.
He gave me a bag of ice. Oh, I forgot one of the best parts is when they asked you the question, how did you cut your thumb? Oh. And I was like, I was cutting an avocado. And they're like, they literally were like, oh, Tony, another avocado injury.
Yeah.
I was like,
no,
what?
No, this is for like the best avocado toast you've ever had.
Well, then I felt like I had to defend myself. I was like, listen, man.
It's a new knife. I wasn't used to the weight.
This is me or my ex-boyfriend.
No, I was like, I'm not vegan. I'm not one of those like drunk vegan cooks. I was like, I eat meat. I was entertaining vegan friends. He's like, whatever.
Is that a common trope? Like, drunk vegan cooks?
Always hacking their thumbs?
The way he was treating me was like, oh, here she is, the avocado queen. I was like, no, man, I don't even like avocados. Yeah, so there I am with ice for like 2 hours. This man who's like in the room basically with us, like a drunk scare. The ER is full of like these drunk, scary people. So he's basically like in there and he is peeing. He kept peeing and peeing and peeing like into the loud bucket. And we're just sitting there.
Into a loud bucket.
A loud bucket.
Just like a tin bucket in the corner.
I just remember my friends and I kept laughing. I was like, this is horrible. And like, we're getting texted the winners. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like,
longest pee goes to.
Exactly. So he comes back to stitch my thumb and I'm like embarrassing in front of my friends because I have so many questions about stitches and how long are they going to be.
Because you don't like it.
I never had them before. Yeah. I was just like, can't believe like my first time having stitches is like this dumb, stupid accident that I did to myself. Not like a real injury. Like
this is a real injury. I hate to break it to you. You're
like,
in the hospital in this story, right?
I am in the hospital, yes. And I love how my parents are having their own Oscars party. This is a real holiday for us. So like, I even tried to call them and they don't answer. I get like a text back from my mom.
They're
like,
Chris Rock is killing it.
We'll hit you up soon. Hope you're okay. So he stitches up my thumb. And I'm still there for, it takes a while to get discharged from the hospital. Like, we're there for way too long. Mm-hmm. At this point, like, it's like 1 a.m. And my friends all decide to take me home, which is very nice. I'm like, all three of you don't need to take me home.
Is this like some weird pact that they had?
I think at one point one of them was
a
like,
side bet or something.
I didn't really care about the Oscars. I just wanted to hang out with them. I'm like, okay.
Well, that's kind of nice.
I know, but I was like, wait, what do you mean you didn't want to watch the Oscars?
Oh, so you were like, never am I inviting you back to this party.
Yeah, right.
You're an imposter.
Oh my God, I can only
invite 10 people, and you were one of those invites.
Actually, I invite like 40 and hope that only like 10 come.
Oh, well, I mean, I didn't get an invitation, so.
We all just met. Next time. We go home and someone had walked my dog. They cleaned the blood off the floor. My apartment's like very clean and nice. And I was like, oh my God, I have good friends. That's really nice. And bonus, I won the Oscar pool.
You did? Oh, that's great.
I did. It was like so what I needed when I'm like to pay, stitched up and they
to
I didn't,
pay the bill. Exactly. The copays.
No. So I had six stitches.
Six. Okay, I was gonna ask specifically.
Six stitches for 10 days. And that's what they said. They had to keep them in for 10 days. They weren't the dissolving kind. I had to go and get them taken out 10 days later. And I was like, oh, fuck. It was on my left hand. So I kind of didn't think like it would be an issue to not have. My whole hand was like wrapped up because it was pretty like hurt that day.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize you couldn't do a lot of things even with your
like
recessive.
Showering?
Hand. Yeah. Well, I couldn't shower for a couple of days. Of course, I call my dad.
Gross.
I'm like, how am I going to shower? My dad's like, oh, Anna, that's so sad. You don't have someone who can, like, shower you.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's got
I'm
one
like,
of those.
No. He's like, haven't you heard of Tinder?
I got a sponge guy. He comes over once a week.
He does it for free.
So, yeah, I couldn't shower. Couldn't hold a blow dryer. Couldn't do buttons.
Wait a second. You couldn't hold a blow dryer. You know you have a right hand.
Yeah, but you need a brush. Like, there's a way.
You don't need a brush. You can still hold a hair dryer.
No, because you can't, though.
I was going to say, like, did you, like, utilize your dog for things?
Like, no, I couldn't even put his
fucking
leash
to your
on.
Dog, and then,
like, I put him out without a leash. I'm like, go, you're free. He, like, wouldn't even walk. He goes home without a leash. He won't even walk anywhere.
Poor Bobby.
I couldn't
Flay.
Do... Yeah. Oh, I love how new you are to my dog's name. You guys are loving it. So I couldn't do jeans.
It's getting old with me already.
Can't do any. I couldn't do jeans. I couldn't do button. Like, I couldn't open bottles. Were hard to do. Like, holding a bottle and opening the top. I'd like do it like this. I had a stranger on the street open a bottle of water for me. I kept it together, but like there were a couple of things you get really frustrated. Like, I was late every day because I was like, I can't get ready in the morning without my hand.
Oh, sure.
Oh, it was really bad. And then 10 days go by. And I go and get the stitches out. I can either go to the ER or I can go to my doctor. And I was like, I'm going to go to my regular doctor.
Mm.
And she takes the stitches out and she's like, I still don't like the look of your cut. So she puts in the like temporary dissolving ones or whatever for another 5 days.
Oh, so you got extra stitches. Wow.
The temporary, are those stitched in also or is this something like topical?
No, it's more like a suture. I don't know. She's maybe stitched one piece, but like it wasn't like six full stitches again. But like when she had taken, I don't know, it was just really, I was queasy looking at the stitches. There came a 2 days, I thought I was going to faint the first time, but I was okay once I had to do it myself. My parents are like, I live alone. They're like, have someone do it for you. Yeah. I'm like, no. Like,
hey, you met someone that opened a bottle outside.
Right?
Get them in there.
I'm like, I'm a single alone person with a dog. Like I'm going to, and I needed to do it myself. I didn't want a friend to do it. So I had these temporary stitches in for like another 4 or 5 days. And then after that, they come off or whatever, and I can't move my thumb, like, at this point. And my doctor's like, I want you to see a hand doctor.
Oh, you had, like, nerve damage?
Yeah, so I didn't know what that meant. Like, I couldn't move my thumb. So I go to this hand doctor, and they do x-rays and stuff, and I didn't hit the bone, but I did a lot of nerve damage. Because I didn't slice, because I went, like,
you chopped.
Just chopped in.
Yeah.
So I've been in hand therapy. The Oscars were what, the last week of February?
Wow.
I had hand therapy at 2:00 today. I go 3 times a week to hand therapy. That's a real thing. You can't nix the, at first I was like, I'm sorry, hand therapy?
Like,
the
how
fuck
does it
is that?
Feel today?
It was so, I was like making fun of it the first day and I'm like, oh no, there are a lot of people who do this kind of stuff. And I asked her, I was like, what happens if you get a paper cut? So I can now bend my thumb. This is the first week I've been able to do buttons, actually. And you can see I have a very weird, I sleep with a brace on to try and help flatten it out, but I have all, because of the nerve damage, my thumb is like two different like sizes.
Can I challenge you to a thumb war?
You will win. I don't have all full range of motion.
So you're forfeiting?
You won. He won.
Brian, are you declaring a thumb war?
I'm getting feeling back, though, because now when you press it, it really hurts down here. So,
it's not a good feeling.
Yeah. No, it's not a good, because it's still like she said the scar tissue is still injured inside, even though it's like healed on the outside. There goes my hand modeling career. Everyone loves to tell me that. I'm like, okay, I've heard that
a few times. Hand models that do the thumbs up sign. See,
although I'm getting so used to hand therapy for 3 times a week for like the past 2 months.
Three times a week.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I know.
Is this like just to like to regain motion, or is this like,
she also tries to like work with the nerves in here to like help me get feeling back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like she uses, what's it called? What's that?
I don't know.
A sonogram.
Oh, like an ultrasound?
Ultrasound, yeah, like that little like camera thing or whatever, that like shocks it. So she puts all this shit on my thumb and then she like shocks the thumb a bunch of times. Sometimes it hurts and I can't do it. Today I did it. Huh. And my thumb like shakes after for a while.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like sore after.
So did that like nerve damage affect any other fingers or is it just in your thumb?
It's just the top part of my thumb, but now when you press in here, it hurts in this finger.
Whoa.
Which is weird.
She's pointing to your index finger. The one next to that thumb on the same hand.
It's the other hand.
It actually hurts in my ankle. It's weird. And I sleep with this like silicone thing. I don't know what it is.
Wow. So it's like very involving.
Yeah. I
was
such
a small thing. Yeah.
Well, I mean, six stitches is not a small thing.
For 6 weeks, I didn't wear pants because I couldn't pull my pants.
You're like, I just had a barrel with straps over the top. Hey.
It was freezing, and I wore skirts every day or a dress because I was like, I can't even do a bra.
You're just wearing your Oscar dress constantly.
I didn't eat avocado. I've had maybe like some avocado. I avoided it. I was like angry.
Can I ask you? Do you think this was like bad karma for the competition between you and your ex?
Or did he like outdo you in the injury department too? Like he lost an arm that night?
Nope, he didn't lose.
He tried to one up you.
You know what? I don't think he won his Oscars pool though.
There you go.
So
sucker.
End of the day, I think I win it all.
So if you've learned something from this whole experience, what did you take away from that?
You know what? I think that was the last time I'm going to cook with a knife for as long as I know. Never say never, but I haven't even made like chips and salsa since that day.
Wow. How are you alive?
Yeah, like what are you, is your dog cooking for you?
Bobby Flay.
I get like breakfast and lunch like at my job.
Oh yeah, me too.
Is that a bad takeaway?
No, that's
a very logical.
I think it's not very logical.
I don't need to compete with my ex-boyfriend.
There you go. That's a good takeaway.
It's not a competition.
It's not.
I mean, it was, but you know, it doesn't have to be.
We already had one competition with the movies. I didn't need to do the food also.
And you crushed that.
Did you
one.
Find out how his guests enjoyed his menu?
No, I don't fucking care.
They were probably like, ugh.
Did you make a menu? Like,
no.
Was this something that because he sent it to you, was this something that he like printed out and gave his guests?
Probably.
What a loser.
His new girlfriend must be so fat.
What do you think, like 220?
A solid 220? Okay.
I was just like, how much do you guys eat? Like he sent me this menu.
It's
like,
your duck constantly.
What are you, like a Michelin star restaurant in Baltimore?
I have a room full of ducks.
All right, so Andy.
Yes.
That was such a good story. I think we should follow it up with a game.
Sure. Do you want to play a game?
I want to play a game.
Good.
All right.
So, Andy, what game are we playing today?
Today we're playing Break or Fake.
Break or Fake.
Ooh.
Let's hear that theme song. I want to break free.
I want to break free. We don't actually have theme songs.
We just
put things in after
we
the fact.
We just put random songs in. And then we also include us saying that.
That we don't have a theme song. So what are we putting on the line today for Break or Fake?
I think today the prize is going to be the whole shebang. How's that sound?
The whole shebang?
The whole shebang.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. She's up for it.
So the way this works, I'm going to give you an injury and I can give you the description of that injury. And you're going to tell me if it's a real injury or if it's something I made up.
As in a break or a fake.
I've got three here. So the first one, a needle stick injury. This is the penetration of skin by a needle or other sharp object which was in contact with blood or other bodily fluid or some kind of tissue before exposure.
Is that a break or a fake?
It's called a needle
stick injury.
we know you like needles, so.
It's probably a break.
That's true. That's a real thing.
Oh, you got it. Ding, 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 ding.
It's a real
ding.
Thing. Number two, a comminuted patellar fracture. It's a break of the kneecap where the bone shatters into three or more pieces. Break or fake.
What's the name again?
Comminuted patellar fracture.
I'm going to go with break.
That's correct.
Oh, man.
Guys, I am a doctor.
You get one more, and I think you're going to win this.
I'm really nervous. Don't put the pressure on.
This is like the Oscar pool.
Now, I thought you were answering them, too.
So the third one.
Third and final.
Fifth phalange turf toe. It's a sprain of the connective tissue between the foot and one of the toes, specifically the hyperextension of the pinky toe, whereas regular turf toe is the big toe. Fifth phalange turf toe. Break or fake?
I mean, these all sound real. I'm going to go with break.
Sorry, that's fake.
That is a fake one.
That's a fake one.
Oh, I was so close.
Well, I'm sorry.
I said it was hard.
Do you want me to tell you my last little piece?
Yes. So
you were like, wouldn't it be funny if you, like, when you were buying a knife, they thought you were a murderer, right?
That's
what you were saying.
Are you admitting a true murder right now?
No. So this is a true story. So my mom is Lee Durst. And my mom's father was Sam Durst. He passed away, my grandpa, but his first cousin is Robert Durst.
Oh.
So I am related to a serial killer, which confirms...
Alleged.
Yeah, which can... Well, he's approved for jail. He's going to jail, which confirms a lot in my life that I am related to a serial killer. So now I just love to flash it around at people like, yeah, I bought a knife and I probably could stab and kill someone on a first hit with my serial killer blood in me.
And you've showed that you swing hard and...
Damage
cut
those nerves. Yeah, exactly.
So Anna, thank you for coming on the podcast. It was a great story. We
Thanks.
Really enjoyed it. I'm sure people are going to get nauseous from listening to it.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Sure. You can watch my new web series on Elite Daily called There's No Place Like Home. It's under the Resident Artist series.
Cool.
Nice.
The All Stars of Comedy. I run a stand-up show the first Tuesday of the month at Pete's Candy Store in Williamsburg.
Be there.
You just missed it, but be at the next one first Tuesday in June. You can follow me on Twitter at A Rose Royce. You can follow my dog on Instagram at Bobby Flay the dog.
Oh man, I was hoping you got at Bobby Flay, and he was just like pissed that you got that domain before him.
Please follow him. I go to the same vet as the real Bobby Flay.
Are you fucking with me?
No, this is not on. The real Bobby Flay knows about the dog.
Does he really?
Does he really?
Does he follow?
I've met him a couple of times because I used to work in restaurants.
Okay, Andy, do you have anything you want to plug?
Yes. I'm not sure where or when this is going to happen, but for the Del Close Marathon, which is happening in June, myself and a friend of mine, Jeremy, are going to be doing an improvised show called The Tom Hardy Boys. It's going to be an improvised Tom Hardy.
This is not real.
Yeah.
This is not like Andy being in Barbershop 3.
No, like we submitted this and now it's going to be a show that people can come and see. It's probably going to be at like 4 a.m. on like
That's when my
Saturday.
Shows are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a Hardy Boys mystery that we improvise as every character, most of which are going to be versions of Tom Hardy that you know from movies. I have
so
no idea
fun.
How this is going to work. Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
I feel like I really messed up pitching that.
Fuck
Do it.
It
again.
If you're going to the Tom, wow.
We're editing this out.
If you're going to be at the Tom Hardy
Marathon,
I'm playing Del Close from Mad Max Fury Road.
Also, if you're listening to this, please come out June 3rd at 8 p.m.
If you're just passively like,
of course they're listening
Hold
to
on.
This.
Let me try that again. I want to plug, I'm producing a festival called Quickie Fest. It's 1 minute movies. Can you tell a story in 1 minute? We have about 40 movies that are competing.
When is this?
In the festival, June 3rd at 8 p.m.
Oh, fuck, we're too
Why
late.
Didn't we get
I was going to say, this sounds really cool.
So right up
it's very cool.
Is there a place people can like search this?
Yeah, quickiefest.org.
Quickie Fest. Okay.
It's an organization.
It is.
Cool.
Run right. by my friend Mike Muntner and me.
Excellent. Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you.
It was nice meeting you.
Golden Girls.
Thank you.
All right, Andy, let's wrap this up. As much as we like talking about injuries.
We don't like getting injuries.
And we don't want you to get them either.
So stay safe out there.
Stay safe.
Stay safe out there.
Yeah.